Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is another in our Soundcheck series, live performances and interviews here in the WNYC studios in New York. I'm John Schaefer. London's Ezra Collective have become one of the essential bands in that city's new music scene, arranged like a jazz quintet, but drawing on the sounds of Nigerian Afrobeat, London's hip-hop underground, and Jamaican sound system culture. Ezra Collective make their own distinctive brand of acoustic dance music. Their latest album is called Where I'm Meant to Be, and it brings the band back to our studio for a live set that begins now with a song called Ego Killer. That is Ezra Collective, live in our studio, a song called Ego Killer, which you'll find on their latest record, Where I'm Meant to Be. Let me introduce you to the members of Ezra Collective back in our studio after a couple of years, still led from behind the drums by Femi Colioso, with TJ Colioso playing the bass, Joe Armin Jones playing keyboards, James Mollison on sax, and Ife Ogunjobi on trumpet. Femi, to you and the boys, welcome back.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be here again.
So, it's such a different world from the last time you were here. It was just like a month or two before the world shut down.
Yeah.
And you guys looked like, you know, the next year was going to be some kind of jumping off point for you. And, you know, obviously, there was no jumping anywhere in 2020.
There was a lot of jumping in our own living rooms, you know.
So a lot of your earlier songs, they had begun as improvisations, but then faced with a long stretch of time to work. How did that change the way these songs were written?
Well, I guess, like you said, everything Ezra Collective was so on the move. We never took a break for years, you know. Every song was a sound check moment before a gig. And it was such a fast-paced energy to everything. And then there was stillness for the first time. And we got to look into what focus in the same place looks like. And also, you know, you can't trust the inspiration of moving around the world in a scenario like lockdown. So you have to use the inspiration of moving within ourselves, if you like.
Right.
And so, yeah, that changed the entire process. But I'm happy for it, you know. There were, you know, very slim amount of people that gained in having the lockdown for such a long time. But I think we as a band, we gained something from just being in the same place for such a long time. So, yeah.
Well, I'm actually not surprised to hear you say that, because as you look at some of the titles, I mean, the album title, Where I'm Meant to Be.
Yeah.
No Confusion. Live Strong. I mean, it just gives off the vibe of a band that has kind of figured out what it wants to be when it grows up.
Yeah, I hear you. And I guess also the beautiful thing about music is that's always changing. And improvised music means that, you know, what felt like living strong in the pandemic is a very different type of living strong on tour. So you solo slightly differently on it, you know. And I think, you know, that's kind of the ethos that we've been working at. And it's been an enjoyable journey to both make these songs just in a studio with just the five of us, but then it's also been a wonderful journey to play those same songs and see hundreds, if not thousands, of people dance to it, you know. So it's a very, very special thing, you know.
And it's actually not just the five of you, because the album has a number of like key guests.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want no confusion. Got my own drive, make I go move it. From you don't want to see how I lose it. Been me, still me, been proven. I don't want no confusion.
Koji Radical, who appears on No Confusion,
yes.
You know, a highlight for me. Emily Sande.
Yeah.
Who am I leaving
Sampa,
out?
Sampa the Great.
Sampa the Great,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And interestingly, she's on the opening track, and
yes.
Before we hear a note of music on the record,
yeah,
we hear sound,
yes.
Of apparently like a club or something. It's almost as if it's setting the scene.
So the sounds that you're hearing on that record at the very beginning is us as a band backstage in a venue called Coco in London. And that was a real top of the mountain point for us. It was the biggest venue at that point we'd ever played. You know, we've managed to sell it out, 1,200 tickets. And that was the excitement and the pure joy that we were just about to go and play and live out this dream. And it's a similar excitement and pure joy releasing Where I'm Meant to Be felt like, because it'd been such a long time and then we got to put it out. But it's just a setting the scene for a joyful vibration of an album. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so you do all these songs with all these great singers, rappers, spoken word artists. I don't even know how to categorize what Koji does.
Yeah.
But then that leaves you with, you know, you have to figure out instrumental versions of these to play, right?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I feel as though we work on a song and it's not necessarily that the song is imperfect. We're just like, oh, we could add this one more bit. And it's the same way that we look at synthesizers or percussion instruments, it's like, oh, this sounds really cool. I wonder what like a shaker will add to it. And then you start shaking it. And then it's like, oh, okay, this is a little vibe. And it was like, oh, this song sounds so wavy. I wonder what Koji Radical would sound like on it. Do you know what I mean? And it's such a joy. Once in a while, we get to play it with Koji. So often we play it without him. Both versions have their own type of beauty to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The version on the record with Koji also features the voice of the late, great Nigerian drummer Tony Allen.
Yeah.
Who was more than just another drummer to you.
Yeah, no, I had the unbelievable blessing of having drum lessons with him. I'd get the bus from London to Paris, and one of the most like beautiful memories of my entire life is once having the bravery in one of my lessons to be like, oh yeah, me and my boys, we're like making some songs and that. And there's a video, he actually played the drums along to some Ezra songs.
Wow.
I remember coming back to the guys and being like, look at this. Uncle Tony struggling on Enter the Jungle. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. No, honestly, those moments were so beautiful. And it was wonderful to have him on the record with us because his influence is so strong on our music, you know?
Yeah. Again, Tony Allen, the drummer who basically drove the bus of
yes.
the Fela Kuti band yeah. that started Afrobeat back in the late 60s and throughout the 70s and who passed away during the pandemic.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be the anniversary soon, 30th of April.
Right,
yeah.
Right. All right, let's hear this instrumental version of No Confusion. Again, it's a great track from the album called Where I'm Meant to Be, another live performance here in our studio by the band Ezra Collective.
Thank you.
nice. That's a live instrumental version of the song No Confusion from the band Ezra Collective, the London Quintet here in our studio. Where I'm Meant to Be is the name of the latest record. And they're here, Femi, at the end of a run of totally sold out shows at the Blue Note.
Yeah, man, we just took on 6 shows in 3 days. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, a beautiful opportunity. We definitely felt it in our fingers and lips and stuff by the end of it, but it was still a good vibe, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it is, and you've played at Ronnie Scott's back home in London as well. So, you know, these are kind of like the pinnacles of...
Know, jazz meccas, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's honestly, it's just such an honor. But then at the same time, as much as the respect and reverence you have for the building, it's always then like, okay, well, how can we make it look like just a normal party anywhere, you know?
Yep.
And so it's always just balancing those two emotions, if you know.
Well, that is actually what I was going to say, is it was so much fun to watch videos of people dancing in the Blue Note. Because, I mean, I've been to plenty of gigs at the Blue Note, and, you know, people sit and they respectfully listen and applaud and listen and applaud.
Yeah.
And your audience is like, and people forget. You know, for the first half of its history, jazz was dance music.
100%. And it's even crazy to me how many people, like, particularly the bar staff and, like, stuff would be like, no one ever dances here. And I'm like, but it's a jazz club. Surely there's loads of dancing. But, you know, and I like that you said the first half of its history, and there's been such incredible jazz music that doesn't necessarily make you dance,
right?
But it makes you think, and it's very deep. But at the same time, I love that Ezra Collective is able to throw it back to that old way of looking at jazz, even with some of the jazz that maybe sounds the very newest, you know? So that makes me happy that we can play that role for jazz clubs.
Well, and you're also bringing in, you know, all these contemporary other styles. And, you know, you mentioned how important Tony Allen, Fela Kuti, Afrobeat is to the Ezra sound. Do you find people getting confused between Afrobeat and Afrobeats, the current crop of Nigeria?
I find myself getting confused quite often. But yeah, you know what it is? There's a big debate about genres and whether there's a place for them. Shall we take them? I'm personally a lover of genres because I like going to record stores and being able to find what I'm looking for. But I guess with Afrobeat and Afrobeats, I just wish we could have come up with a better name to differentiate it just a little bit, but because they're so beautifully connected, but at the same time so different, but kind of share the same name, you know. So but at the end of the day, I do like what Duke Ellington says, where he says there's 2 types of music, good music and bad music. And I feel like good music is a personal thing. Whatever you think is good.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a lot of good Afrobeats. And there's a lot of good Afrobeats, so you know.
You recorded an Afrobeat classic, a version of Lady.
Yeah,
by
man.
Fela Kuti.
That was a real, real proud moment for us, getting a message from the estate asking us to be a part of the 50th anniversary re-release for that. And it's a very special thing to be able, I guess, when someone's passed away, collaborating with them isn't possible, but the next best thing is the estate kind of showing love and allowing for us to express our love for him. And it exists on a record that we all gonna have for the rest of our lives. So that was really, really special. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, as important as Afrobeat is to the sound of Ezra Collective, you know, we've already heard in Ego Killer, the sounds of Caribbean, specifically Jamaican music.
Yeah.
Victory Dance has a very strong kind of salsa vibe it. So there's a lot more that kind of goes into this musical gumbo.
I love that musical gumbo. Yeah. Like musical stir fry, you know. But no, I think for us, that's the only power we have by way of making it, keeping it fresh, keeping it original, and always keeping it 100% Ezra Collective, is that we allow for anything that someone loves in the band to influence the sound. You know, it wouldn't be honest of us if suddenly Ife got really, really into Bob Dylan and that didn't affect the music in some way. It needs to affect the music in some way. And, you know, Victory Dance being inspired by salsa is directly, you know, I found a deeper love for salsa music in the lockdown. And I was watching these salsa parties on YouTube where a DJ would just be spinning and everyone was dancing. And I love how you described our music as acoustic music. Salsa is one of the strongest acoustic dance musics ever made. And when we found the love for that, you know, when we're chilling together, someone will have the aux cable and just be playing stuff on shuffle. And, you know, 17 salsa selections later, we started to sound like Victory Dance. So, yeah, man, we just always, and, you know, who knows what that sound will be for the next record. But I hope that it's the sound of what we're listening to at the moment, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was also interesting that in Ego Killer, you know, it was left mostly to Joe at the keyboards to give it that kind of reggae chop.
Yeah,
sound. And you and TJ, rather than doing the Sly and Robbie thing, still were doing your own thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like you will never sound authentically like anything that isn't you. So every single type of music we try and play, it has to be the Ezra Collective way of playing it. It has to sound like Joe, and it has to sound like TJ. It would be great if me and TJ sounded like Sly and Robbie. It would be a lot of fun.
Especially the classic reggae rhythm section.
But, but at the same time, it's even better that we sound like Femi and TJ, because then we sound like Ezra Collective.
The band is Ezra Collective, playing live for us here in the studio. You want to do Belonging next? Another live performance from the band here in our New York studio. Once again, the London band Ezra Collective, live performance of Belonging, with Ife Okunjobi playing the trumpet, James Mollison on sax, Joe Armin-Jones on keyboards, TJ Colioso the bass, Femi Colioso behind the drums. I'm ready for a lie down. I don't know how you... that's pretty amazing stuff.
Thank you so much.
Femi, there is the album title... Where I'm Meant to Be, there's almost an implied now at the end of that title.
Yeah.
Where I'm Meant to Be Now.
Yeah.
No guarantee that this is where I will be next time you hear from me.
Yeah.
You know, is that, I mean.
It's all about, it's very in the moment, and everything Ezra Collective has to be. You know, we kind of see music and albums, even moments like this, it's a documentation of now. How do you feel right now? Play that. Do you know what I mean? And that's the deep beauty of jazz music. You know, we've played Ego Killer every single gig this entire tour since February, but that version of it felt like today's version, now's version. You know, we were here in 2019 and we played what meant to us now,
right?
What was back then. We've played here, and I hope we get to come back here sometime in the future and give you 2025's version of now. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I've just invited us back, but if you'd have us back, you know.
Well, you know, we're all Arsenal fans. Exactly. We all support the same team in this room. So we can
work
come back
up.
Anytime you like.
Yeah, and the next time we come, we'll have some trophies to talk about.
Oh, exactly. God, I hope so. The band is Ezra Collective. The new album is Where I'm Meant to Be. It has been great having the five of you back here in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us. And look forward to next time.
All right. Behind the plexiglass, it's Irene Trudell, our technical director, our producer, Karen Havlick. Joe Enright shot our videos. Eric Weber is our video editor. I'm John Schaefer. Keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our weekly newsletter. Just text New Sounds to 70101.